So we're speaking with Zach Veach. You were third quick, I think, this afternoon. So it's kind of the same three guys from Lucas Oil Raceway the night before the 500. How was it for you out there? Anything special going on?
I mean, for sure. It seems like the top three of us are more oval guys than anything. But, you know, just coming here to Iowa, the biggest difference is being in the faster car, but we're completely trimmed out. So I'm really trying to deal with the lack of overall downforce. And, you know, we have a couple tenths to pick up to match my teammate, but, you know, having his data, I think we know what to do to get there. My biggest problem right now is just dealing with some oversteer in the car. That means the rear sliding out when I try to get into the corner. So when you're going around an 7/8 mile oval at 150 miles an hour, you really don't want the rear stepping out on you too much. But
so are you flat out there and just kind of hanging on?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think you turn right as much as you turn left here.
Okay. What is it about ovals that you seem to like in particular? I mean, you've really kind of stepped into the spotlight in the ovals,
yeah.
Seems like.
You know, I've always been an oval fan, but I think it's just the whole mental aspect of it because, you know, the lap times are only 20 seconds long, so right. You're really having to stay focused for a long period of time, and, you know, you really just have to work on the details here. On a road course, you can be sloppy, but if you're sloppy on an oval, it's really going to bite you in the butt, so we got to make sure that we're doing the best we can and just staying on top of everything throughout the weekend.
You think you got it to bring the fight to these guys in the big show on Saturday?
And, you know, I think so. I'm feeling really good about this weekend. We got a couple things to work on, and you know, if not, I can't go for the win. I'm hoping we can go for a 1-2 for the Andretti Autosport guys.
Excellent. Congratulations. Thanks for your time, Zach.